The phrase "have a cow" is an idiomatic expression that conveys a sense of extreme anger, frustration, or agitation. It is often used to describe someone who overreacts or becomes excessively upset about a particular situation or issue. The origin of the phrase is uncertain, but it has been in use since the mid-20th century. When someone tells you not to have a cow, they are essentially advising you to remain calm, composed, and avoid becoming overly emotional or worked up. The phrase suggests that the person's reaction is disproportionate to the circumstances and encourages them to gain perspective and approach the situation with a more level-headed demeanor. The use of the word cow in this context is metaphorical. Cows are generally perceived as peaceful animals, so the phrase implies that getting agitated or angry is unnecessary and unproductive, akin to an out-of-character behavior for a cow. It humorously emphasizes the idea of maintaining a calm and rational mindset. The expression can be used in a variety of situations. It might be employed when someone is overreacting to minor inconveniences, making a fuss about trivial matters, or losing their temper without justification. By telling someone not to have a cow, the speaker is encouraging them to regain control of their emotions, avoid unnecessary stress, and approach the situation with a more balanced perspective. While the phrase may seem lighthearted, it is essential to consider the context and tone in which it is used. It is crucial to be mindful and respectful of others' emotions, as telling someone not to have a cow can come across as dismissive or invalidating if they are genuinely upset or dealing with significant issues. In conclusion, having a cow is an idiomatic expression used to caution someone against overreacting or becoming excessively upset about a situation. It encourages individuals to remain calm, composed, and rational in their approach, reminding them to avoid unnecessary stress or agitation. However, it is important to be mindful of others' feelings and use the phrase with sensitivity, considering the context and emotions involved.